flashcards might not be a particularly exciting form of revision, but some people find them really useful. And for certain types of revision tasks, where you might be preferring, for example, for a vocabulary test in languages, they are, or can be, quite effective. Flippity is a different approach to using flashcards. There are some flashcard apps out there for the various platforms, but Flippity works online, and it's the underlying generation of those flashcards that's slightly different, because the data which produces the two sides of the flashcard comes from a Google spreadsheet. They provide a spreadsheet template that you can download to your Google Apps account, so if you happen to be in a school which has Google Apps, then this is extremely valuable. So you bring that spreadsheet template into your own account and then start to populate the data as described in the template. And it's a simple matter of adding the answers in one column and the questions in another column, or one side and then the other side in the two columns. You then publish that spreadsheet, having saved it with a new name obviously, you publish that spreadsheet link to the world, and the link that you get from it you simply paste into a box on flippity.net, and that then generates the flashcards that you can use. Of course, because it's in a spreadsheet, that's dynamic, so every time you update the data in the spreadsheet, the flashcard set that you use for your revision automatically updates as a consequence. The other thing about it that's useful is that if you want to include imagery, and that can either be pictures or video, you can do that too, because all you need is the video or the picture to be somewhere on the web where you can get URL to it. Then you can paste that URL into the spreadsheet, into the Google spreadsheet, and that will automatically put the video or the image into the flashcards for you. So that's all very, very simple and straightforward, and a really interesting way of generating flashcards.